Minnesota House of Representative Gene Pawlowski now joining KWNO. Thank you so much for the time, Mr. Pawlowski. I really appreciate it. Let's start with the higher education bill that the House just passed last week. You are a big component of that. You authored the bill. Why don't you give us all the important details about this bill and how it will help universities across the state?
Yes, this is the biggest investment in the history of the state of Minnesota in higher education. The higher education bill will freeze tuition for 2 years in the Minnesota state system, so there will not be a tuition increase at the Minn state system, which would be the Technical Community College in Winona and Winona State University. It also addresses in the Minn state system the ongoing deficits on each campus. We will be taking one-time money to relieve the campuses of that deficit. That should save not only jobs, but also programs. On the University of Minnesota side, we're going to have an investment to take a look at their ongoing structural problems, and that's about a $48 million investment. We can't freeze tuition on the U side. There's simply a too big a dollar number associated with it. But on the main campus of the U, there'll be a 3.5 increase in tuition, but on Morris, Crookston, and Duluth, there'll only be a 1% increase in tuition over the next 2 years. This bill is focused on providing a skilled workforce for Minnesota, keeping programs going, and making sure that higher education is accessible and affordable, and that we are going to provide the skilled workforce that Minnesota needs.
Outside of this tuition freeze in the Minn state systems, are there any other benefits within this bill that benefit students directly?
There will be a series of grant programs that we have in place. These will assist a variety of students in areas such as public safety, nursing, and also a variety of different jobs that are in high demand. And some of this is at the two-year level. So You're looking at welding, you're looking at carpentry, you're looking at nursing, for instance. A number of these are also in place in the House bill.
You've mentioned this COVID cliff before. Do you hope that this bill will sort of erase that COVID cliff and get colleges back on track, not only with the amount of money they need, the programs, as you mentioned, but as well as enrollment? Do you hope that this bill can sort of get enrollment back on track in any sort of way?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Jake. And yes, that is also one of the primary focuses of the bill. And as I said on the House floor on Wednesday, the focus of this bill will also be reinterpreted. I'm going to have interim hearings starting this fall on how exactly this investment is being used by both the University of Minnesota and the Minn state system. So we're going to be monitoring this very closely.
Why don't we switch gears here a little bit? Governor Tim Walz will be signing the disaster contingency account addition, I should say, adding $40 million to the account. It was sitting pretty low here in the 100,000. So with this bill, one that you authored as well, give us the details on that. You know, we've mentioned it before in the past, but now that it's going into law officially, give us another update on what this bill includes and where this money will go to, especially with the flooding that is inevitably going to occur all throughout the state in the coming weeks.
Yeah, Thursday evening, we suspended the rules, and this took a supermajority vote. So we had both Republicans and Democrats voting to suspend the rules. I was carrying the bill. We passed the bill Thursday night. The governor will sign the bill today at 11:30. That will put in place $40 million to address any of the disasters such as flooding, which is now going on at the Red River Valley. And we've also seen the flood warnings along the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. If we get rain this week on top of everything else, it's likely that that will increase the likelihood of flooding. This $40 million hopefully will last us through into next year. But again, that depends on the size of these disasters, if and when they come. But this is the largest amount that we've ever had in the disaster contingency account. And it's to anticipate what we think is going to be a rather rough spring as far as flooding goes.
Obviously, this is going to encompass a lot of things when it comes to, you know, natural disasters. But is there anything that this wouldn't cover, or is there anything that may happen throughout this spring and into summer that this bill wouldn't be able to account for?
If the disaster is bigger than the funds that are in the account and we are not in session, the governor can then call a special session. But the fund is geared so that the governor would not have to call a special session, assuming the funds cover it. The fund is also created in such a way that it can take care of things like removal of waste and handling certain things that are upfront costs in the disaster. And then we would get the total bill when we go back into session in 2024. So there's a number of options available here. And it just depends, again, on the number of the disasters and the size of the disasters.
So before we talk about the rest of the week and moving forward, you know, we hadn't spoken quite some time. So through the few days you had before the holiday break and then all of last week, you know, what else did we miss outside of this contingency account and the higher ed bill? Is there anything of importance that, you know, was discussed or passed or anything in the House that, you know, is worth knowing that we missed throughout last week?
Yes, this week is going to be jam-packed on the House floor. You'll have the transportation bill. It's likely you're going to have the Health and Human Services bill. You'll also have a variety, the ag bill. We're just dealing with that today in Ways and Means. You will have the legalizing of marijuana bill. That's in Ways and Means today, and I just ducked out, but I'll be going back into Ways and Means when we finish this conversation. So you're going to have all of the budget bills up to this week on the House floor. Once they're past the House over to the Senate, if the Senate doesn't agree, then we're going to have conference committees. For instance, the Higher Education Committee is likely to go into conference committee on Wednesday with the Senate.
How long does that process sort of take when you do go into conference committees?
We have a May 5th deadline to complete our conference committees.
Okay, well, that's easy enough. Anything else that you'd like to add, Mr. Representative? Anything else of importance? I know there's a House floor session today. If you want to mention what will be the main discussion today as well.
On the House floor, you know, I'm going to have to take a look because it's been a busy week and we've been going through a number of different things. So I think transportation is probably up today.
Fair enough. Anything else in terms of you and your committees that you feel worth mentioning?
No, just that it's going to be a very long week, and it's likely we'll be going into the evening. We have a midnight deadline each day, so I would suspect a number of days this week we are going to hit that midnight deadline.
Understandable. All right, Mr. Representative, well, thank you so much for your time, and have a great rest of your day, and hopefully the snow can melt pretty soon here.
Thank you, Jake. I agree. I drove up last night, and it took me about an extra hour to get to St. Paul. The roads were a little rough.